one at the time I thought should have been a red card. I've watched it back because I get the benefit now of being able to do that. It's not as clear cut as I thought at the time. So then I've said that to the referee who went and seen him, because obviously at half time I questioned whether he got that right. To have watched it again, it's debatable whether it's a real. I think Gavin maybe runs the ball quite far away from him. The second one, I think, is a correct decision. And I think, you know, at the time I thought the penalty had been awarded, and you've got to deal with that, and you look at the last half hour of the game if they score it, but I think it is the correct decision. It's just obviously the circumstances of it that probably create so much controversy around it, the fact it's awarded and then overturned, which is unusual in itself.
Adam said to Williamson, said to the referee, wasn't a penalty at the time.
Yeah, I don't know if he said to the referee. I'm not sure. I think he has said that it wasn't a penalty. But that's obviously me hearing that second hand from players on the pitch. So if they're telling you that directly, then you know, I would take that to be the case. What I would say is that it's probably unusual in the game for that to happen. And, you know, I think I like Ryan as a player. I think he's a young player that hopefully has got a big future ahead of him, and I hope that. He gets his rewards because he probably deserves it for something like that as well.
Just had to dig out again today, but it's another pleasing one for you, I imagine.
Second half, I thought first half were really good. Yep. First half were really good. Second half, I thought the filming were good, and the flow of the game changed. But that's because they've got good players. You know, I stress that to players at the end of the game. It's such a hard league and so little between a lot of the teams. And you know, we had probably opportunities in the first half where we could have went further ahead. If we'd done that, it becomes a little bit more difficult when it's won. It's you know, there's fine lines in the game. But I thought we were really resilient in the second half and defended really well in the main. And ultimately, stage of the season, I keep repeating myself, at this period of games, it's about just winning matches. But I'm pleased today. I thought first half were really good, and that's pleasing to see as well.
It's in your own hands as well. You can be top at Christmas, so it's a good way to go into the new year.
Well, if we manage to get
it,
I'll keep it right. It's nice to be back there again, because you know, so quickly after coming off it, and obviously that's, you know, depending on how United, if United's game had finished and what would have happened. But there's a belief growing within the group that they can do this. You know, that it keeps coming from me, but I think the players are steadily growing in their belief and trust that, you know, they can go and win this league. We've been there for a long time now in terms of challenging at the top end of it, and our results over this calendar year have been probably as good as ended in the league. So, in a good position. Still a lot of tough work ahead, and you know, when you look at our next fixtures, well, even including today, I know today would be a hugely difficult game. Queens, United, Morton, you know, tough fixtures, but enjoyable ones and great ones for everybody to look forward to. Cheers, guys. Thank you.